I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Hundreds of middle and high school students from across Connecticut will gather this weekend in Wallingford for Expo Fest. They'll present science, technology, and engineering projects created in response to a given challenge. Connecticut Public Radio's Ebony Jackson reports students also pitch business ideas and showcase their films.
Matt Mervis says when people think of middle and high school kids doing cool and sophisticated science or engineering work, they usually think of a science fair.
In a lot of ways, Expo Fest looks much more like a Silicon Valley startup competition. I mean, you walk around at the 60 or so trade show style booths, and you'll see prototypes and websites and apps and computer science programs, and kids fabricate full models, if not totally complete working solutions for their innovations.
Mervis is the director of Skills 21, which presents Expo Fest each year. Students work in teams, at first with the guidance of a teacher, but gradually teachers step back. And some of the project results are remarkable, says Mervis. The top computer science winner last year was from New Haven's Engineering and Science University Magnet School.
They designed an incubator for babies that were born with a neonatal opioid addiction. They wanted to provide an incubator that would really support their development in terms of the temperature, what they heard. And so there was hardware and software programming, a full-blown prototyping. It's really one of the coolest projects we've seen over the years.
Students pitch ideas to judges in a Shark Tank-like environment. Kids will also present films in response to challenges in how-to comedy, animation, and news. Ebony Jackson, Connecticut Public Radio.